track 12, Setting Limits with the Space Invader. On the last track, we discussed expectations of the driver in your facility, strategies, do's and don'ts if you were involved in a conflict with your administrator or a driver in the facility. Track 8 provided you with specific information how each communication style can best create a teamwork atmosphere with the staff member you were defining as an expressive. It is hoped you will replay that track often. Now it's time to make a game plan for the expressive personalities in your facility with whom you feel a conflict may have arisen. Expressives can be embroiled in conflicts in the facility due to the fact that their talkative nature causes them to violate the space of others. Who does this sound like in your facility? They may end up being in your face. Also, they love to dream of many solutions to challenges in the facility, but have problems being organized enough to follow through. On this track, we will discuss expectations that the expressive staff member has of you, and strategies for giving the expressive what he or she expects. At the end of the track, you will be provided with a checklist of do's and don'ts to shift your communication style to create a team-building atmosphere with the expressive. Regarding the personality of the expressive, the following expectations have an impact when you are making your first face-to-face contact concerning conflict resolution. What do expressives expect in your conflict resolution meeting? Expressives expect an open, friendly atmosphere with few time constraints. As you can see, your approach is quite a bit different with the expressive than with the driver discussed on the last track. Expressives usually want you to have good feelings about yourself and your intent. Expressives want information to help them to empathize with who you are, what you're about, and what your ideas are. Also, expressives expect you to be a personal supporter of them. Therefore, in order to have a lasting resolution to the conflict, expressives may expect you to share your concerns and feelings and be willing to build a personal relationship. Finally, like the driver discussed on the last track, expressives expect things to happen quickly. The following suggests how you can best position yourself in terms of the expectations of the expressive. First, consider focusing on results in terms of people. Next, the expressive appreciates having an awareness of possibilities. In your conflict resolution meeting, you might occasionally say, "Here's what might happen." Stating quick benefits can also help fulfill the expressive's needs. If appropriate, the expressive will also benefit from your experience, specifically knowing that you have done it before in the area involving conflict. Expressives tend to value the experience of others through, perhaps, case histories and examples. And finally, your offering to handle the details, if appropriate, is important to the expressive, since they are not detail-oriented. Regarding conflict resolution with an expressive, plan interactions that support their dreams and intentions. Schedule your meeting with them to be long enough to include time for chit-chatting and socializing. If you can, shift your style of communication to create enough time to be fun-loving. Talk about staff, residents, and family members, their goals, and their opinions. Ask for the expressive's opinions, ideas regarding people. Most expressives will find this stimulating. If the conflict resolution involves a commitment from them to do something, put the details in writing. Pin them to specific actions. To support your point of view, provide testimonials from people the expressive views as important or prominent. Offer special, immediate, and extra incentives for their willingness to take action. In a few minutes, I will ask you to turn your CD player off when you hear the musical tone and summarize a team-building game plan for conflict resolution with an expressive in your facility. So, be thinking of your action plan as I provide you with a checklist of things not to do when anticipating a conflict with an expressive. Don't demand or hide your real intent. Don't be curt, cold, or tight-lipped. Don't drive home your point by using facts and figures. Don't leave decisions hanging in the air. Don't waste time trying to be impersonal, judgmental, or task-oriented. Don't dream with them, or you'll lose time. Don't kid around too much or stick to the agenda too much. Don't talk down to them. Don't be dogmatic or unbending. When you hear the musical tone, turn your CD player off and either review in your mind or write down specific actions you need to take to prepare for your next important meeting with an expressive in your facility. On this track, we have discussed expectation, strategies, do's and don'ts if you find you are in a conflict with an expressive in your facility. Replay this track often and review it so well that you can recall these concepts from memory with no effort. Make these ideas part of you. On the next track, we will discuss conflict resolution with an amiable staff member with whom you wish to build a teamwork relationship.